Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful that I've had the honor to be with you this beautiful day on June the 19th, 2022. We're already past halfway of this year. It always surprises me. I guess that's because I'm so busy and the world is going so fast. And when I say the world, I'm talking about the demands of the world, the opportunities of love that are there, the blessing of love. But that's an issue that most of us don't really understand. We're going to talk about goodness. Goodness and mercy. In fact, goodness is defined by the state of our mercy. Our mercy is the ability to see the sufferings of others, the sufferings of ourselves, and to no longer apply, shall we say, vengeance to the whole situation. And that seems to be a real stumbling point in people's lives. They just don't simply get it. They don't want to get it. It's not interesting to them to see the state of their heart, their human heart, and fast from it in order to discover the great goodness that lives within. Allow me to explain. In this year of 2022, I'm working with my students very gently on the subject of fasting from the human heart. It is only in the human heart that we find the pedigree for evil and the pedigree for what we think of as good, coming out of and deriving from our genetic background, our DNA even. So we have all of this going on within us without basically our consent or even our awareness, and we start to live our life in accord with our genetics rather than the state of the heart, the real heart. Please understand that real goodness comes only from the heart, the authentic heart. And the kind of push-pull emotional, sentimental, emotional stuff that we enjoy so much in music, in, shall we say, movies, in the gratification we get for vengeance and pride, all of that, we cause ourselves a great deal of mischief. And that is our mischief. So to look at our goodness, to find our goodness a little bit here on this Aspire podcast is what we're going to be looking at. And believe me, it's a lifelong effort. It is not something you just do occasionally or practice occasionally. It's a lifestyle. And it must be understood that an authentic spiritual practice is a lifestyle. It's how you and I choose to live day to day, moment to moment. And that in and of itself is a important project. So let's get to the questions. I'll try to explain a little bit more. First question comes from Ron in Los Angeles, California. He says, are we basically good? I have to believe that we are. Yet I find within myself not so good, as he put it. And then he goes on to explain what those elements are. And basically, they're human elements. I'm not going to get into them all, but they're human elements of pride, vanity, prejudice, fear, things like that. Things that all human beings have based on their genetic background. So, Ron, the thing that must be understood is you are living in the concentration camp of your human biology. That has to be understood. If you can't understand that, if you have not come to the point where you see that the impulses you have to live your life in accord with desire, ambition, and pride, human mischief, as it were, trying to get things you want into your life, trying to get things out of your life you don't want, things like that, making a project out of your living, as I like to think of it. When you don't understand that, and it doesn't seem logical to you. And then most people use logic. I don't, but most people do. When it is only theoretical, everything is just theoretical to you as far as life, love, and you believe in the pursuit of happiness at all costs. With all that being said, then you have to understand your goodness is going to diminish. So human heart, fasting from the human heart, it has its quote-unquote good points. It has its bad points, as people say. But I say it's all mischief, all of it. Even the good that your human heart might feel is nothing more than gratification. It is some kind of moralistic belief that you've done something right, and that is something the human heart congratulates itself for, and it doesn't go very deep, it doesn't go very far, and it's very important to understand what the human heart is up to, basically. So when you understand that the human heart is there for gratification, when you understand the human heart is there as a point of impulse to make you do things that are emotionally important to your DNA, which is reproduction and survival, putting it mildly, and you feel good about what you have to do that, and all is not well in all of that, because there are ramifications of karma that are involved in all of this. Once you understand all of that, you start to get it, that's when things will start to change. And then you will start examining, what do I'll use it in my life, what does Greg call good? That's the first question you have to ask yourself. What do I call good? You will find that it has to do with your situations, conditions, wanting things to turn out pleasantly, wanting things to turn out in your behalf, on your, for your benefit, yada, 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 that kind of thing. And that's all that really matters. Once you understand that, once that is something you get, then you have to start questioning the real truth of the matter, which is, what is my good? How good is my good? Now, really, think about this. How good is my good? Is my good only good for me? Is my good only good for the human body and promoting whatever the human body wants, comfort, ease, security, things like that? And how far will I go to make all that happen? Well, most people go all the way. It's very, very difficult to describe the kind of evil that we will do to get the good we think we want. And I've had students say this to me, they're former, believe me, because they can't last long in the practice. The practice depends on generosity, authentic generosity. They will say the means justify the ends. The means justify the ends. In other words, whatever I have to do, no matter how ugly it may seem to be, I'm going to do it to get what I think is my good. So we need to redefine goodness. That would mean that, you know, anything I would do to obtain the good I want is going to be at best shady without any sense of mercy. The only good, real good there is in this lifetime is the goodness that comes from the mercy of the heart, the authentic heart, not the human heart. The human heart is flawed. It has many, many problems, and it can make you feel happy in one moment and sad in the next. Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or love the other and hate the one." Going back and forth on this, you have to really understand what he is saying. It is quite profound. What is the master you're going to serve in accordance with the life you live? How far are you going to go with that? Are you going to live your life wanting, 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 and calling your efforts to get what you want when they are unkind or they're rational, logical, but they promote hate in you, eventual hate? You have to ask yourself, Ron, how far does your goodness go? What is goodness to you? And if goodness is not merged or come from the source of mercy, then it isn't good anymore. So here is the litmus test, the big kahuna here. Would I sacrifice what I think is good for the sake of helping another person with their good, to their good? Would I be willing to give up the lifestyle I desire through my emotionality for the sake of a lifestyle that gives in total the whole effort of kindness, mercy, forgiveness, compassion? I think most people would find it very difficult to do that. But that's the merciful way. Would I be willing to give up what I want to help you attain to love, to understand love? This is really what raising children is all about to me. You have to sacrifice, help them understand when to hold them and when to fold them, when to put others first before yourself, even though you have the chance inside you to have whatever it is you think you want. How far would you go? How far would your mercy go, your goodness go, to help another person? That's an interesting question. And it is a quest that most people simply don't go on. They don't believe in that kind of mercy, that kind of goodness, because they're so busy worrying about whether or not they're going to get what they want. So, Ron, your goodness, how far does it go? That's something only you can define. Only you can decide. Only you can realize. But the more you estrange yourself from your human heart and move to the authentic heart, the spiritual heart of love, the deeper will be your insight into this question, and the more you're going to find a great, well, new answer, something that is really, really sustainable through compassion and love. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question comes from Rachel. She does not tell me where she lives. She just says, how can I help the violence in this world and turn it into good? Well, you have to have a sense of mercy. See where the violence comes from within yourself. And then usually this has to do with a prejudice that we have, typically a prejudice that we have. And if you want to turn it into something meaningful, volunteer, help. Get involved in understanding where people suffer and how they suffer and why they suffer. Start to understand your own suffering and where it comes from and why it's there. And if you can associate it with the karma you possess at this time and can understand that karma a little bit, just a little bit, you will see how to bring forth a goodness that exceeds the violence that you and I are experiencing here on Earth right now, especially here with young people who see no reason to live because they have not had the insight, the training, the love that they needed to bring about wisdom. They've become nihilistic. And that's not a good thing for the future, to say the least. All right, I'm out of here. Thank you, Rachel. Please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you for listening this weekend. I'll be back on the air next weekend. hope you will join me. Until then, always, always forgive. Forgive me, forgive you, forgive it all. Let love live you. Namaste.